On this episode of Online and Amused, find out what we would do on our first day of prison camp.
After that, tired of all those Korean games and Squid Games? Well, we look at some of the American games if they were in Squid Games.
And then join me as I ask Drew what he would do in this segment of What Would You Do?
And after that, I have to step out to do turkey stuff while a close family member of mine fills in for me. So, you know, listen for that.
All this and more on episode 20 of The Greatest Show on Earth, Online and Amused. Bunch of dog nuggets. We're back.
Well, that was mean.
Well, what's a dog?
Don't you love them?
Hey, corn dogs, we're back corn again nuggets. With another episode on episode 20.
What were the dog nuggets? What are dog nuggets?
Oh, man.
What, you have to bring that up?
You know, back in my
day, past.
Corn nuggets ran free all over this great land. Not just corn dogs, I don't know. Like little, you know, little mini corn dogs.
I think they're just corn nuggets. They're not called. You call them.
I swear they're called corn nuggets.
They're not.
Mini corn dogs?
Stop swearing. First.
Mini corn dogs. Anywho, we got another episode, and we got more questions with our icebreaker segment, Drew.
What episode is this?
I said 20 already. It's episode 20.
Episode, and for our Spanish listeners.
Go ahead.
It's 20 in Spanish. Bang day.
That's right. For our German listeners, 1945.
What does that have to do with 20?
I'm just throwing it out there.
That was 20 years ago. All right.
Questions. We're doing questions.
It's icebreakers. That's right, baby.
We're melting these ices.
I can't remember who's asking the first question.
I guess you do it, you big boy.
I'm a big boy. Put on my diaper. It's 1 foot at a time. So, This comes from Reddit user SotoBro.
Yo, bro.
And he asked, if Squid Game was based in America, what children's game would you have liked to see included? America.
Would I be playing the game?
No. Not necessarily.
Okay.
Let's say no, and then we'll come back to that.
Four squares.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How would that work?
I would think it'd be on, like, a glass, like, platform that's hung by a chain along a death pit.
Yeah, yeah.
And whoever gets out, the glass shatters through and they fall through.
But what kind of... Okay, so they're playing like a regular game of Four Square, and it's just whoever the loot, so it's like an elimination.
They just fall through.
Okay.
I think that would probably be a good way to do it, because, I mean, dodgeball?
You know what I was
thinking?
Dodging
bullets?
This would, I mean, even though Red Light, Green Light is also an
American game, yeah.
This could kind of replace it while still being an American, but I was thinking Simon Says.
Oh, and then you get shot?
Yeah, it's basically the Red Light, Green Light thing, where if you don't do it, you get shot. There's Red Rover, Red Rover.
That's the one I was thinking about.
Yeah, there's that one.
If you don't break through, you die?
What are you playing against? Other teams?
Other teams, yeah.
Hey, yeah, it could be like replace the tug of war game.
With like Red, but like how, if you don't break through, you get shot?
Huh?
If you don't break through, you're shot?
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
If you can't get through it, then you...
So that seems like, oh my gosh. Oh wow, that one would be very. That'd be stressful.
I would actually
watch.
Be more scared to be the people trying to keep them.
Trying to keep them, yeah. I mean,
that would actually be the scare because this person is going to do everything.
What if you have like a little 5'5" little girl or like a 78-year-old man on your team?
Yeah,
and they can't hold a big dude. We know. Don't spoil. Those who know, they know. You know.
I know.
I do too.
But like, okay. So what? Okay, so we said Red Rover, we said Simon Says,
Jumping Jacks.
That's like,
or not Jumping Jacks. Oh, I'm sorry. What is the game? Yeah, where you bounce the ball
and
pick up
the jacks. That could replace the marble.
Yeah, they did marbles, yeah.
But marble is also American.
Like, yeah,
we've done that.
Like,
I haven't. Magic the Gathering. That's
there you go. You get eaten by a dragon if you lose.
And by dragon we mean
fire pit.
A robot.
Robot fire pit.
That's what a dragon is.
Yeah, it's a robot fire pit.
And a living one is just a lizard fire pit.
What's another like American, like really American game? We got.
What have we played? Does tag? I mean, there's.
How are you really gonna like?
There is. What about like a different type of tag, like freeze tag? Maybe they get cryogenically liquid nitrogen froze.
If they get touched by an enemy team or something.
Maybe they're not running from another team. Maybe they're running from like a
worker. Platform to platform, maybe. Like, so that, you know, the stair game where you jump and just fits wrong. So, kind of the same thing. You have to get as far as you can, otherwise you get frozen.
Maybe. I was thinking, like, you're in a room with, like, not another player, but a, like, guard, essentially, that has some kind of...
freeze gun.
Mr. Freeze has decided to work for...
Where's my wife?
The Koreans. Yes. And freeze us to death.
Yeah. What's another game that's strictly like so American? NASCAR.
No.
No.
You drive until you die.
Yes, until you run out of gas. Whoever runs out of gas first loses. It's another game. Like an outside-y kind of game.
I don't know. We named off some classic
Tic-tac-toe in the dirt. Mud wrestling tic-tac-toe.
Well, there's hopscotch.
That's kind of what that glass game was, where they jumped something. That's kind of, I think that's what that was from.
I've
never played Squid Game.
Yeah, that's. I think that is a Korean game.
I would have loved to play that.
Seems brutal.
Seems a little brutal, but hey, tough it up, buttercup.
Dodgeball?
Yeah, I said dodgeball, but like...
Yeah.
It feels like it's mostly... A lot of American games are one person against a bunch of people.
Yeah. I mean, that's true.
You got kickball.
Yeah, it's kickball, but that's just like a team sport. I mean, you play baseball.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I don't know what other. I'm trying to think of like, because there's got to be more, right? I mean, there's a bunch we make up on the playground, like that aren't games. What about? I mean, there's basic, but there's rock, paper, scissors.
I know a game.
What?
We played it in elementary school. So remember the giant death, merry-go-round.
Yeah.
The huge one.
Yeah,
that was
big wooden
that
one.
Was tilted.
Yeah.
And we used to spin it as fast as we can and hold on to the edge, and whoever let go and fell off whoever was last.
Have them on a spinning
wheel, and whoever didn't hold on was that they die.
Chicken.
Oh yeah.
Chicken. Yeah. A game of chicken.
Had to be in the water, and if they lose they drown.
I mean, if you recall, in our playground we had that weird log that just leaned. You remember there was like a log and it was like barely off the ground.
A real log?
It was like a log. Like just like a log. Okay. Not like natural. They put it there.
Oh.
And it was like on another piece, smaller log. And there was like, it came at an angle.
Yeah.
But we'd have one person at the top.
Oh, King of the Hill.
It was basically, I mean, that was essentially chicken too.
Yeah.
You try to see how long you could stay up there.
Yeah, that's
that was
good.
A fun game, but I don't think that's like a anywhere
not
else.
Strictly American.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody can play on a stick. I don't know.
That might be it.
I think that's all that we can think of right now. I can't think of another one.
Yeah, if you people can think of any kids' games, send it to us.
At onlineandamused@gmail.com. That again is onlineandamused@gmail.com. Send us some questions.
Send us some questions.
You filthy corn dogs.
You dirty corn dog.
Yeah, dip you in mustard.
Honey mustard.
Honey baby. All right.
Anyways.
My question? This one comes from Flint the Dad.
Ah, fellow father.
What would you do, Drew, on your first day
of... Did they
of...
call me by name?
Yes. No. All dads know each other. What would you do on the first day of prison? And I have some quick little snippets here.
Okay.
Looking for Node.js says, tell guards I am new/first timer to get sent less violent block. That's what they say. So, Drew, what would you do on your first day? Prison.
First day of prison. What I
first
go
off,
prison
how'd
for?
You? How's what I was say?
That's what I was
how'd
ask
you go?
You for?
Let's say you.
What do you? What would I go to prison for? Tell me. I will be insulted no matter what you say.
I will say.
Looking too good.
Neglect.
Was I neglected?
Yes.
So I went to prison.
Yes.
Was I a troubled youth?
Yes, you were. You were troubling youths at a local park by kicking their sand in their face.
You go to prison for that?
In this world, you do.
Yeah. What's up? I don't know.
Prison Mike! In the office.
It's me, Prison Mike.
Hey.
I don't. That's Fonz, actually.
Well, he went back. Remember, he went back and forth. They even made that joke. I was like, "What are you, the Fonz or Prison Mike? What's going on?" But Prison Drew. So you went. You went to prison. Let's say you're in prison. So that's like, I mean, that's some hardcore stuff.
That's long time stuff.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to be there for a while. I'm checking in.
Let's say you blew up the Statue of Liberty.
Well, no, because
is that too bad? Is that too harsh?
No, it's just because anyone who's patriotic is going to kill me.
True. Okay.
So that's what I don't want to be anything that involves like child crimes.
Of course.
I don't want to be anything that's a terrorist.
All right. You robbed a
Dollar
Tree. You robbed a
Dollar
Tree.
Let's say I did armed robbery
and
a Dollar
Tree.
I didn't kill anybody.
And maybe the gun was fake and it was just assumed to be armed. You had a squirt gun.
Maybe.
You had a squirt gun, armed robbery at a Dollar Tree.
I would obviously tell everyone in there it was a real gun.
Okay.
And
so you'd talk yourself up big and bad.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, I didn't shoot nobody, but I brought a real gun to a Dollar General.
Could have done it.
No, I wouldn't do the whole, like, find the biggest man in there and slap his cheeks around.
He'd probably kill you.
Yeah, I know. I'm dead.
Make friends. You're good at that.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm going to find...
Who are you making friends with? Are you making friends with the skinheads? Or are you are you going to have a little race war going on in prison?
I mean, in my best interest.
You're not wrong.
Like, I don't want to, but I don't want to die.
You can't really join the NS-13s or whatever.
Because I don't think it's necessarily as sectioned off like that all the time. There are skinheads, but I think they're also just prisoners.
Yeah, murderers.
Murderers, rape, you know,
all
you're
the
normal
all that
people.
Stuff.
But I think I would just find a group of friendly people.
People who are on the way to reformation, maybe.
Yeah, I would look, maybe I might find an older person.
A guy who's been there for a while?
Someone who's been there a while and seems kind of harmless.
Hang out with him.
But like other people maybe respect him.
You know what you could do? If he would be cool with it, maybe be like his caretaker, his like sidekick kind of thing.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say pretend to beat him up.
Pretend to kill him. And they would respect you. No, like pretend like be like, or see if you can work in a friendship with that guy and become like his caretaker, his sidekick. And that way.
I need my Morgan Freeman from Shaw. Yeah, Shawshank.
So you're the Shaw getting shanked?
I don't want to get shanked.
Yeah.
You never know. I mean, I'm in prison. I'm not going to have a good day every
day. You could be... Hey, for the reason you going there, you could be... It could be a Shawshank Redemption kind of thing. You were innocent.
I wasn't innocent. I just wasn't as violent as they...
Shawshank, was it innocent?
Well, you never actually know. You just... from his...
I thought he was innocent.
Well, that's the thing. They never reveal it. He says he's innocent, but we don't actually
know. But
he
acts really dirty bombs, dang it.
There actually is a theory out there that he's not innocent and that he actually killed his wife, which I think was
but
the
she time. Was she, it was she was cheating on him.
Yeah, but
right?
I think,
was she cheating on
well,
him?
Well, that's what he says, and that's why the theory is like she may have left him and was sleeping with somebody else and he came and killed them.
Mm.
But that's a theory. It's not proven.
They never showed what happened. That's right. I remember that. That's a good movie.
It was a great movie.
Yeah, so anyway, you are their old man? Is that your best bet?
I'm going to find an old man who looks respected.
Maybe, what would it matter what he did? You think him being old is going to let your guard down?
I mean, like, we're all in prison together, so there's no point in even caring.
Okay.
I mean, unless he's like, I'm in prison for murdering prisoners.
Dirty prisoners, I'll teach you to go to jail.
Yeah. I stood outside of prisons when they released prisoners.
And I prisoned
before
them.
They crossed that line, I killed them.
And I prisoned them.
They were they weren't a free man.
Put a cage over and I poked them with a stick.
I poked them with another smaller cage.
Oh no, my hands, they're caged.
Nicholas Cage?
Rick Cage.
Out of cages.
Right.
Johnny Cage from Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, kick you in the nuts.
That was a direct line from... I'm glad we spliced that in there.
Yeah, kick your nuts.
Yeah. They might sue us.
Johnny Sins wins.
Oh, gosh.
Wait a minute. What's his name?
Johnny Cage.
Johnny Cage wins. He wins, too. 15 minutes in.
I didn't know if I could pass.
I didn't... Oh my gosh.
Oh, I can't believe
don't make a big deal about it. Oh my gosh. That was hilarious. Oh.
I immediately
realized what I did wrong.
You're like, what?
I was like, wait a minute, what came out of my mouth? Johnny Sins wins.
That playable skin on him.
That would be hilarious.
You could be a construction worker. You could be a
fireman. Yeah, you could be a doctor. You could be a nurse. For all we care, men could be nurses.
Bradley's now fighting for equal opportunity.
Woo! For Johnny Sins. Okay.
Okay.
Old man, Johnny Sins is there now. What do you do?
I don't like this scenario now.
Old man is Johnny Sins.
No, I've already... I'm unless he's like something horrible. Like,
you're out of breath.
I mean, yeah. I just lost two lungs.
Okay.
But
breathe. Okay.
I would definitely do the old man thing, try to get his respect. As long as he's not like a pedophile or something, there's a good chance of that. Maybe I just don't ask. Maybe I'm like,
okay, don't ask him, don't tell, kind of thing.
We're not going to hang out after prison.
You might never get out.
Well, Nicholas Cage.
No more. No more slip ups for old Brad. I'm sure there'll be plenty more slip ups. That's the show.
It's just us slipping around on the internet.
Woo.
But anyways, what would you do?
First thing I would do. I like your old man idea. I wouldn't have thought of that.
What was your first? Because I mean, obviously, a lot of people hear the whole "go up to the biggest man," but we all know what that probably shouldn't be.
What I would try to do is get some kind of network of supplies so that I could get in there through somebody. For myself. Drew.
I'm listening.
Okay.
You're getting supplies, you're going to the dealer.
No. So somehow they're getting snuck in. Like, I make friends with guards. You
butthole cigarettes?
Bigarettes. But,
but those sound like racist cigarettes, bigarettes.
You bigarette.
That sounds like a slur.
It does. So, but like... I would try to get in good with a guard, and I would try to be on my, like, do a good behavior kind of thing, maybe get a cushy or cell, whatever. That would be take slow, but I would immediately try to get that going.
But do you think that buddying up with a guard might put you on everybody else's watch list?
It could put me, but if you stay in good relationships
like
with
a narc now.
Not necessarily I want to be a narc, because here's where my...
But no, that might be what they think, because you're...
Well, here's the other side of that plan. So I want to get in good with one guard. It don't take a lot. One guard that's going to look out for my back on the outside, kind of. And I want to somehow get someone to sneak in, like, was trading things for cigarettes, you know, magazines. Or, sorry, trading things in prison that people do, like magazines, cigarettes,
yeah.
Candies, assorted food, toiletries, stuff like that.
Well, they do have, like, I mean, like, they have stores in prison that you can buy stuff from.
Yeah, with, like, your life points or whatever.
Life points.
Yeah, because
my health.
Give me a thumb. But like, do that to where I'm in good with a guard, and I want to become the tradesman there. I want to be like, yeah, I'll give you a couple of this. Here's this. I want to become a store,
yeah.
Not a target.
I'm concerned that being the store makes you the target.
But
because
if,
now
if
you're
they,
the guy
if
with
they,
the goods.
If they get rid of me, though, the goods would stop coming in.
I mean, a lot of these people aren't in prison for making the best choices.
True.
Okay. I mean, there's problems with my stuff too. Like,
yeah, I mean, the old man could hate you.
I hate him.
Yeah.
And now I'm known for hating old people.
Yeah. So
everybody hates me for hating old people.
Just him. He's just a sourpuss.
That guy's a jerk.
He's a jerk. So my plan again, you've poked holes in it, and it sucks. So
there's holes in all plans. This
I know.
Is prison. Nothing is.
I'm trying to think
be
of a
fine.
Better plan. Maybe I go in, and I. Kill myself.
And I'm out.
Just like that.
Wow, I thought prison escape would be hard. All you have to do is kill yourself.
I mean, I could plan. Hold on.
Are you going to fake your death?
Killing yourself is never the answer. Don't do it. You are loved.
Yeah,
anyway.
If you are having any depressing thoughts, please contact Suicide Prevention Hotline.
And you are loved and we love you. Amen. Okay. It was a joke. So.
Everything we just said was a joke.
Screw it. Okay. Man, okay.
There's not a good way.
I know, there's not. I mean, I would think, I mean, yeah, go for the gang that you are going to be protected in, but I don't want to join. There's people who've been in prison and not been in gangs.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've made it.
That's mostly just movies portraying it. And certain areas do have higher gang populations.
I would definitely spend my time getting jacked.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's all you have is time. I would just get jacked as much as I possibly could. And then that way, hopefully, that would prevent people from wanting to mess with me, too.
Yeah.
But a knife doesn't really care how much muscles you have.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's like, oh, nope.
Block knife. Ding!
Yeah, flex.
I'm spilling my guts.
Spilling my beans here with that spoon knife you just stabbed me with.
You know, I always do like the idea of people in prisons, like how they deal with prisons. And you see this in, like, BoJack Horseman. There is, I can't remember, it's another example of one, but there are several. But it's like where they become, like, a playwright for prisoners, because like in BoJack, he was having them do plays and stuff.
Oh, they became an outlet.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like, I mean, not everyone in prison's got to be angry all the time, right? Like, people got to just be hanging out.
Some of them,
they
have mental problems, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's something you can't fix really, no matter what.
But I'm sure some of them are just kind of like, you know,
I've been here forever, I don't care.
Like, I'm in here and it's like, this is just life.
I'm sure, after
a
while.
I'm sure you can hang out with some of those
people. I'm sure the worst criminals in a prison, I mean, you could go either way, but I'd say the ones that are freshly there.
That's another thing. Go with the other newbies.
Yeah. I mean,
you got to start your own game.
Yeah, make connections, but, like, you know, that would be rough, too. I mean, no good way.
No, you're in prison.
You're in prison.
What'd you go to prison for?
Oh, what did I go to prison for?
Should I tell you?
You should tell me.
Should I tell you?
I think you should.
I'm looking at your record here.
Yep.
I don't think I want to tell you.
Speeding tickets? I recently looked myself up on Google.
Speeding tickets.
That was on my, like, record on Google or whatever. I'm like, that I had criminal speeding tickets. And I went, like, 10 over.
You're defending yourself from Google?
I mean, I did.
Come on!
I had, like, 2 reported speeding tickets. I was like, no, I know that's a lie.
Why is that on there?
It's just, like, one of those things where you type
in
something.
Did you have to search deep in there a little bit?
No, it was, like, kind of, like, one of those first page. You had to pay $4.99 to get the rest, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like, what the heck is that on there for? That wasn't even criminal.
I looked into some stuff, and it turns out that, like, the county I came from, they owe me money for some reason.
Taxes?
No, I have no idea. And apparently, if they owe you more than $50, it says that they doesn't tell you an amount exactly. And so mine doesn't have an exact amount. I don't know what it's for.
Who cares?
Have to contact them and fill out this paperwork.
Yeah,
they go to
yeah.
someone else. And it's a whole bureaucratic process. And I'm like, what if I get $51?
$51, yeah. So what did I go to prison for? Tell me.
Well, speeding tickets, but it was the fact that you were eating everyone else's speeding tickets at the courthouse.
Here, guys, I can get rid of these real quick.
You guys got speeding tickets? I'll handle them real fast.
No worry, guys. Give me like $20.
$20? You got a bottle of mustard on you?
Yeah.
What's the mustard for? You wait and see.
Okay, so I'm a mass...
You're a maniac.
I'm a mass speeding ticket eater.
You're a consumer of speeding tickets.
Okay, so... And I went there and...
People might think you're a little unhinged.
Maybe just play that. Play...
crazy!
Well, if it worked, you wouldn't be in prison because you would probably have been in a psych ward.
Which might be better.
If you're not crazy and you're around crazy people all for the rest of your life.
You're not there for the rest of your life. They can still deem if you're...
Sane
or not.
That's scary.
I mean...
I'm sure, like, a sociopath can fake being crazy.
Probably get better food.
Probably. Maybe a little bit better bed, too.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you would...
You get slippers.
And as long as you don't seem suicidal, they won't put you on a suicide watch, so you won't be monitored 24/7.
So maybe play the crazy, but you're already in prison. I'm already in prison, man. I can't play the
insanity
crazy.
Plea.
I guess I can just go crazy in prison and just act crazy and make sure people stay away from me?
Is that what you do?
I guess so. I don't.
That's the Hermit Bradley. Whee! He's also a pig man.
I've got pigs for days. Whee! Pigs out of my hair. Pigs out of my armpits. Pigs. I'd be the pig guy.
I'm the pig guy. Every prison's got the pig guy.
It's like, what do you got for me? I got you right here, man. Slap down a pound of bacon.
I got you a teacup pig.
A pound of bacon. Psh! You killed my pig.
That was my pig.
You killed it. No, I'll kill you.
The bacon gang strikes again.
Give me your tickets.
I'll gobble them up like a pig.
Is that a mattress ticket right there? Give me that mattress ticket. Get a question for me? Because I think I don't know.
I think we've beat that.
We heard that one pretty good, so.
All right, yeah, I've got another question for you, and it comes from Reddit user u/fuzzyninjaman. And this one's a bit of a
thinker.
Makes you think a little bit.
Okay.
Does anyone feel as if they're the only actual person that feels real in the world?
You know, from your point of view, you are the only person that's real.
That you can...
Like, you can feel... Yeah. I mean, like, I could, like, touch your... I know you're there, and I know you have a, you know, intellect and everything.
You're
like
grabbing
that.
My face right now.
And I know that you're just. I love you.
Okay, let go.
Okay, but so I know you're there. I know you're real, but like from your own point of view, you're the main character in your life. Duh, you only see through your eyes or whatever.
It's like,
and you can only feel your emotions. You can't. You could get a sense of other people's emotions, but you can't truly... You can experience, I guess, the same emotion.
But there is sympathy.
But you can't feel the other person ever. Yeah. You can't ever feel what they're
like,
feeling.
Yeah, and kind of in that same like vein there, you know, I can't... There's no way for me to guarantee you are a real thing.
I mean, true.
Like, I can't... Like, unless I'm you, I can't 100%... I can guarantee you that there is something here that I'm touching and something that I'm responding to.
You're touching my face now.
Yeah, I'm slapping it.
Oh!
but you know, there's no way to actually prove that you're your own thing. Like,
I would say that the thing with people, it's like, you know, they have an intellect, they have something to share, they respond to your existence, and when something responds in an intellectual way to your existence, I'm getting really deep into your existence. I think that is a moment in that is real, and you know, go ahead.
But what if this is virtual reality?
It's really good then.
I mean, yeah. What if this is like aliens caught you and this is a simulation?
Happy with it, honestly.
Yeah, well, keep it going.
Yeah, I mean,
and they're farming you for toenails.
I can have them. They grow. They're free. I grow them.
You just had to ask.
What do you want? Just wait a couple weeks and bam.
It turns out they captured some hermit in jail.
Well, give me a pig.
Milking them for toenails.
Give me a pig.
You know, there's okay. What if this is the Matrix?
Okay.
I'm kind of with you. No matter what, it seems like the real world sucks comparatively. If the Matrix was the real world and we're like, this is the Matrix we're in right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's stay here. I'm taking that blue pill.
I mean, what do you, like, you're fighting a bunch of octopus things that are like keeping everybody like somewhat. I mean, it could be, real life kind of sucks, but it's better than what the alternative was.
Which
fighting a bunch of octopus
maybe,
people.
Maybe, yeah. Which is being in a rebellion, hoping to not
save
die.
Everybody and then... No, what's funny about those
and then
movies?
Build back society.
Yeah, no, what's funny about those movies is like, well, we got to free everybody from something we are going to give them, we want to rebuild and give them again on their own free will.
Yeah.
But the thing about those simulations is everybody's doing whatever they want freely, willfully. Nothing's like controlled for them, really, from what I remember from those movies.
Well, there is, I don't remember the full plot line, but there was that character, and I think the third one, the architect.
Okay.
He's the guy.
Isn't that Keanu?
No, Keanu is the
one. Chosen one. Yeah, okay.
But no, he's like, so in the scene, Keanu walks into a room. There's a guy with screens surrounding him. And it's
okay.
Like this old white dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's like in a rolly chair.
Yeah, just rolling around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, wee.
Yeah.
But he's the architect. And I think that his thing was designing not just the world, but the people inside it, like their roles.
Yeah.
But I don't remember, so I can't hold
that could be
that.
Right. There is a new one coming out.
There is.
So
I was
gotta,
about to say, we're plugging you.
I got to refresh my memory
owns,
on those movies.
Who owns the Matrix movies? You
bro,
know,
I have no... Not, you, you know, 20th Century, I think?
Maybe. I think so.
I think 20th Century Fox owns it.
Yeah, because they do the same opening, but it's got like the green digital things coming down.
Yeah. I like their one for King Kong. It was cool. It was like a plane flying around.
Oh, yeah.
I love that one. That one's cool.
I love when they do stuff like that to the
logo.
The like production logo thing.
I love it. It's so cool.
Like, one of my favorite ones. Sorry, we're completely off track. But one of my favorite ones is the Scott Pilgrim one.
I love Scott.
And it shows the Universal one, but it's all pixelated.
Oh, and
it's
got the music.
It's got the 8-bit music playing. I was like, I love that one.
It's cool. You probably know this fact, but I'll just say it for the podcast. Cool little fact about that movie I learned through TikTok. The director of that movie Every scene in Scott Pilgrim versus the World, no one blinks.
Yeah.
To make it more like a comic book.
More like the comic book.
Yeah. I thought that was like, I never paid attention to that ever.
Yeah, that is a very cool thing that they did. And
probably hard.
I mean, I'm sure, you know, you just have to do it for a few seconds, and when the camera's off, you...
And then cut and splice, and yeah.
But cut like, your splice your eyes off.
Yeah, you cut them out. You don't have to blink.
I want
to
watch Scott Pilgrim, but no one has eyes.
No eyes or teeth.
No eyes. No, but they still talk.
It's a zombie.
You're talking about some weird editing tricks.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Everyone just opens their mouth and gasps the whole movie. I do not like this movie. Man.
Scott.
Who's talking? What a bad movie.
Yeah. My question now?
No, well, have we fully explored this?
I mean,
how
this
would
is
you
a,
prove that you're in a like I'm, simulation?
That I'm not in a simulation?
No, not that you're not. I mean, you would assume because you can feel in touch. I'm assuming you could. But how would you prove that the rest of the world around you isn't?
Well, you know, there is some things that happen, like two of the same car with two similar-looking women driving it.
Two cats walk by and Morpheus gives me pills.
I mean, if you could find a guy named Morpheus who's selling pills, I think you could maybe figure it out. Is drugs the way? Are the drug addicts actually
drugs
seeing
are the key to being human?
Are they seeing the Matrix or something because they're on drugs?
You know,
that's kind of what the Matrix is.
Yeah,
they're, drugs. You can only see it when you take a pill.
You got to follow. You know, it was very brief in the first movie, but you remember he had to follow the white rabbit down the rabbit hole,
like Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, but
yeah.
It was like a woman with like a tattoo.
Yeah.
You remember that? That was a very brief thing. It was interesting, but it was like a...
Then they didn't really go anywhere with it?
No, the woman did never show back up as a member in the Matrix.
Probably could have been just a little... like a robot or something, or like a AI. Could have been an AI.
Robot girl with a tattoo.
Runny bunny. Runny bunny.
It's the Energizer bunny.
What is that? Keanu, what is that?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, a robot.
It's him from Point Break.
Morpheus.
Bill? Ted?
Yeah, man.
Totally.
Yeah. Bill and Ted, Excellent Adventure. No, Bill and Ted, Excellent... What, that movie.
Those movies.
Are cool. Very good.
I'm not seeing the news.
Not either. Because it's weird, because they're like 50.
I don't... I'm scared like, to. They're like, 50 and, ruins it for me?
I mean, they're like 50 and clean-shaven, and like... Okay. I think it was just for fun. Whatever. Keanu don't care.
He's in SpongeBob.
Okay. Yes, he is.
Johnny Depp's in SpongeBob. Anyways.
Congratulations on Johnny Depp, by the way. Did you hear what happened?
He won the triathlon.
No. His ex-wife got fired from Aquaman.
Awesome.
Yes, she got fired from Aquaman. So
now rehire him.
They will. Justice, I think, is working out, so I think we're okay.
It's too late for him to be in the Fantastic Beasts.
I don't care, as long as they're like not going to blacklist him.
Yeah,
you know, keep him in movies because I love
what
him.
Happened.
He's crazy, whatever. I just love him as an actor. But what happened sucks. So good news on that end. But to see if things are real, would dying help?
It might, but you don't know.
I mean, that's the thing.
that's a one way, real quick thing.
I guess you could just wait to die, you know, and then when you die, you figure it out, which is kind of how life works anyway. Shock therapy, maybe? No.
Maybe drugs. They show you the
that's what I'm. That's what I'm saying. That's what I said. Drugs.
So you're thinking something that majorly
affects your mind,
like your psychological.
Yeah, but then
profile.
Because I mean.
But then it still makes you wonder, like, what was real?
Were those lizard people that the crazy people keep talking about, are those the overlords who have us in the simulation?
Is JFK Jr. back?
Is he walking back with the lizard people hand in hand? He could be.
Did you hear about that?
In my America? Yeah, I did. I thought that... I literally thought
QAnon
it was...
People.
I thought it was a joke.
No, it
but
happened.
But that was the most... I mean, the state of this nation and misinformation...
Oh, yeah. I like that. It rhymed.
I know. But seriously, that literally...
People were waiting for the resurrection.
I thought it was JFK.
Was JFK Jr.
It was his son, I know.
Which still makes no sense.
It still doesn't, but I thought, as like, at least...
They're both dead.
I know, but at least, if you're going to go for anybody, do JFK.
Well, I think the thing is, like, JFK Jr. was in hiding, not actually dead. Because I think we all know JFK
How old is he
did
now?
Not
like
survive
80?
That. He, I don't know. Old. He would have been really old. and he was going to make Trump his vice president.
Did he come out with a statement like this?
Who?
JFK Jr. How do they know his agenda?
That's what. So I looked into it because I was like, why?
Well, why wouldn't you? Yeah.
So he was more like, I don't know if it was really a term back then, but he would have been today more liberal. He would have been more like Democrat, not like
old
his
school,
dad.
Like old school Democrat?
Because old, no, like
60 Democrats a lot different than now.
What was JFK?
JFK was, I think he was a Democrat. No, yeah, he was a Democrat.
He was a Democrat. He was also the first Catholic president.
Yes, he was.
He would have been considered more liberal in today's standards. Not liberal, but more left-leaning.
Yeah, he would have been, yeah.
Which is why I was confused, because JFK is considered very left, not right.
But it's funny because a lot of, this is just kind of political history, Republican ideas now, which are kind of still kind of, I hate politics. Yeah. Both sides, I hate them both. So, but Democrat or Republicans now, their views back in the 60s were liberal. Like it was swapped.
They swapped at one point.
Democrats were more of on a conservative side.
Yeah.
So old school Democrats lined up closer to new school Republican.
Yeah.
And they switched at some point.
They switched, so, which shows you that nothing really matters.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. Just whatever they can please, you know what I'm saying? But anywho, the reason I think that the QAnon people, because they're very radical right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's a political podcast now.
Welcome to Poly Talk.
Polycast Dog.
What?
I don't know.
A new Pokemon.
Whoa.
Those sounds are horrible. It's an inside out corn dog.
Put some mustard on it. Quick.
Anyway. It didn't help. Now it's dying with mustard.
It's burning.
Anyway, we're a political podcast.
That's our political
mascot.
Animal.
Yeah.
inside out corn dog. Which is a regular hot dog.
I don't know. The bread's inside the wiener.
Anywho, that's why the QAnon people were thinking that JFK Jr. was coming back. And that's why they supported that, I think.
Yeah. There is like an exact, like their whole crazy ideology. This is like bananas. So they think that even though they actually do not like the Kennedys.
Yeah.
But the reason they want him back is because apparently in their crazy belief, they believe that the Kennedys are direct descendants of Jesus.
I am going to shoot a basket.
Oh, you shot an actual basket. I thought you were going to do a two-pointer.
Well, that's not the way I do it in my house.
I got guns.
I've heard crazy, crazy things like that, and it's so ridiculous.
I'm not even done. So they believe that was, and also like JFK was shot to death, like
in the head.
Yeah, but JFK Jr. was hiding.
He got shot too.
Yeah, but we don't have video evidence like we do JFK. So he's hiding.
Okay.
But anyways, he was gonna come back, reveal that he's actually the president somehow. And he's going to...
You voted for me.
Yeah, he's
going to... Remember the other?
He would take over as president, make Trump his vice president, and this would all enact the second coming of Christ. Yeah.
So, dude,
that is literally what they believe. Like, that is actually what they believe.
They're so much...
And not only did it... When
it's
it
almost
not happen...
It's almost like... That almost sounds like Mormonism, or almost like Quaker, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
But, like, and even after it didn't happen, they were still like, oh, we got something wrong. Because also, they were at the grassy knoll.
It's like, oh, it's not the right day.
Yeah, basically. Like, how everyone does when it's, like, the apocalypse. Like, it's, you know, the Mayan calendar, this is the end of the world.
My math was off.
No, turns out Mayans didn't predict the end of the world.
Well, you know, it turns out because a lot of those were like baby boomers, right? The generation that were out there doing that. And some like crazy new of our generation or whatever, but most of them were older people.
Yeah.
Which
they were. Like,
you know, I heard a crazy thing to explain a lot of why these people are so crazy. Back in the day, they used to put lead in everything.
I saw that.
Yeah, they put lead in everything.
Do you
think
that'll have long-term lasting effects?
Nah, it should be all right.
Okay.
Yeah. Lead was in water. Lead was in food. Lead was in housing. Yeah. Lead was in pipes. Lead was in everything. And so was asbestos.
I mean, yeah, everything was
And they just eat, breathe, and
poison
did any kind of damage to their brain. Maybe. I don't know for sure.
It's something to look into.
It really is. What was the question? Are we real?
Is this a real podcast?
Yeah. Is this real? Is this... Oh.
All right. So I believe you have the last question.
I think we solved that question.
We won.
We really talked the heck out of that one. All right. One more question before our segment two, baby. Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, baby.
All right. Not your mama or your daddy says on Reddit.
My uncle.
You are suddenly teleported into a world. Into a weird world. What do you see? Here's a cool little thing that's pretty good from Not Your Uncle.
No.
So it's not your uncle.
It's not my uncle.
It's not your uncle. It's not your mama or your daddy.
Gotta be my aunt.
Well, she's not replied.
Well, we're waiting.
All right. So Not Your Uncle says, a world where plants I can see are short to the ground and appear to have leaves and trunks made of plastic. The sky is greenish, yellowish, and is really hard to move. The animals are also low to the ground and look like slugs or worms, but covered in plastic as well. I'd probably be dead if I wasn't wearing this environmental suit, Not Your Uncle says. So that's what he's seeing when he first... It's a weird world. Doesn't necessarily mean it has to be a planet, but what are you seeing when you land on this strange world?
Let me just...
That was his oxygen tank.
Yeah, that was me puffing oxygen.
Here, I can make a sound like that. Hold on.
This is going to be gross, everybody. ASMR ears ready. All right.
Bong.
All right, so what I'm seeing right now...
We do not promote drug use.
...is I see a bunch of animals, every living thing.
And one combined?
No.
Ugh. Whoa, man.
Ugh, gross.
It's an inside-out like corn dog.
It's like Akira. It's like that thing from Akira.
Oh.
But now, every living thing on this world has a human face.
Oh, terrifying.
I know. I don't like it. Awful. I'm very uncomfortable.
So everything, it's not human, but it has a face of a human?
Yeah, except like every sentient thing. So not like...
Dogs?
Not sentient.
Trees?
Well, dogs are considered sentient. They're understanding of their surroundings. They're just not as smart.
So trees. Trees don't have faces.
Yeah, so plants don't. Yeah. But animals and...
Birds, fish, everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even jellyfish.
Jellyfish.
Can you see? It's like beautiful Squidward's face on a jellyfish. But like, so I'm seeing that. I'm seeing trees, but instead of leaves, there are like those like... geode crystals like amethyst.
Ooh.
And
what color?
All different
rainbows.
Yeah,
of colors?
For different trees, different.
Like kind of like a fall, but with crystals.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, that's pretty. That's pretty.
Yeah, and the
circle back on the animals.
Oh, are going back to the face animals?
No. Are the animals like earth animals? So it's a dog with literally a human face with fur around it.
Yeah.
It's a dog.
The dog with the
like
human face.
Every animal that Earth has, but it's just human face.
Yeah, just a human. Now they can't talk like humans either.
They bark.
Animals bark. No. No. No, they still sound and communicate.
Just like the
just
animal,
like an animal
that it was. Okay.
But they have a human face.
Okay. Any particular kind of human or just...
No, just like they're each kind of different, you know? Just like
humans. Just variant, different shades and colors of humans.
Yeah.
Cool.
Except... On animals,
okay.
And the last thing I'm
It'd
kind
be
of,
hard to eat meat.
Well, true.
It'd be hard to eat, like, cows
but
with a
the
human
plants,
face.
Some of the plants have crystals, so.
Maybe we just evolved to eat crystals. Rock candy.
Ooh, maybe it's all rock candy. No, but the last thing I'm visualizing that I can pull off the top of my dome here that makes this world weird is the sun is crested like a moon.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What's the moon look like?
Haven't seen it. It's daytime.
It's always daytime.
It's always daytime, baby. Well, on this side of the earth, it doesn't orbit. It doesn't rotate.
So
you have to go to the moon.
So gravity
side.
Doesn't exist.
Nope.
What?
Well, it does, but we can't explain this. The earth is flat.
No, that was gonna be mine. No, that's what I was gonna say. Dang it! Oh, I was like, don't, I was like, I literally like, don't say the earth is flat. Don't say the earth is flat. That's mine.
He was literally whispering that behind the mic. Don't you say, he was like holding his finger up to his neck like a knife.
Flat.
You'll be the next flat thing in here.
Squishy like a pond cake.
A pond cake.
Pond cake. Okay, so since you did the flat earth, I'm going to do...
No. I mean, I don't. It's not a flat earth. I don't actually envision it as a... I was saying that as a joke.
Okay, but my... Okay, mine's flat, though.
Okay, that's fine.
Mine's like... So, first world I see...
So, what are we seeing with flat? Like, what makes that different?
I'm kind of going, like... So, it's kind of cool.
Can you see the other end of the planet?
Yes. The world? Yes. And the cool thing about this flat earth, gravity exists... So it's literally like flat with mountains and stuff on one side. The other side is like, it's almost like a reverse image of the earth. So it's two sides, flat earth on both sides.
So it's a mirrored version of the...
Pretty much.
I thought for a second you were going to say the mountains are like hollow and they're like craters going into the...
No.
On the other side.
No, I was going to kind of go that way, but this is like, so you're on a spaceship flying into this planet. Yeah.
Does it flip like a coin?
No, it stays on an axis, but that's why I say there's gravity. When you jump off the other side, or if you fly off the other side,
like,
you'll land on that side, and then you're just on the other side of that flat coin.
So when this thing, like, it does in some way...
So it rotates like a pizza.
Okay, so like something in a microwave.
Yeah, like a microwave. That's how it rotates.
What kind of pizza are you rotating? Well, I flip mine up.
Yeah, hoppity, that would do that. And so all the grass would be purple.
Okay.
The sky would be red.
Awesome.
And at nighttime, it would be like a midnight, like
what
a purple.
What does the sun look like? Is it just a red sun?
No, the sun is like a donut.
Superman can't really do stuff here.
Sun's like a donut.
Oh, a donut.
Like with a hole in it.
With sprinkles?
Fire sprinkles.
Fire sprinkles.
Fire sprinkles. And no animals.
Oh, it's kind of lonely.
Only plant life that's alive.
Oh, so like sentient plant life.
Sentient plants. Ugh. That are...
Fungus people. Those are on the dark side.
There's mushroom men.
I feel like there's a race war.
Yeah, mushroom men against flower men. It's been going on for generations with the human race caught in between the conflict.
So there are humans here too?
There are humans, normal humans, except their pigments.
Let me be clear. In my world, I did not envision humans at all.
Oh, there's humans here.
There's just animals.
But this is like not what humans we think of. This is like a humanoid person kind of thing. Okay. So they're all like avatars.
Sloppy meat boy.
They're all avatars.
Okay.
Like from the movie Avatar.
The Avatar movie.
But they're not cat-like. They're dog-like and they're pink.
Did you just describe to me Cats the Musical?
They're dogs.
Oh, Dog Cats the Musical?
No, I don't think.
Is this cat dog?
No, this is all dogs. Dog people that are pink, and I feel like I'm crazy. I feel like I'm high right now describing one.
Losing it, man.
Yeah, and that's what I see.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot going on there.
Open your eyes now, Bradley. It's all real.
The Matrix.
We've changed the world.
Yeah, so that's how you figure it out.
All right.
Come back for segment two, you corn dogs.
And eat these ads.
Hey everybody, this is Online and the Muses ad plug for our own things this time.
Yep, and we're plugging our soon-to-be Patreon. That's right, we're going to be doing a Patreon soon. And don't worry, that doesn't mean all the free content on Spotify is going away. There's just going to be extra content if you want to help us out. And in the form of helping us out, we have tiers you can join. Starting off on tier one, we call it Brain Dead. On Brain Dead, it only costs $1 a month, and you get all the episodes completely uncensored, and you get to join our Discord.
All these tiers, you get to join the Discord, and on tier two, we have P-Brain, $3 a month. You get edited episodes, and you get uncensored episodes, and you get behind-the-scenes content with that. $3 or more a month, whatever you can give, will help us out, and all the things we try to do, and then we have our last segment, which is...
Yes, and on the last one, it's called Brain Damage. On this one, it is $5 or more a month, and on that one, we will give you everything the other tiers provide, so that's the Discord, that's the uncensored episodes, that's the behind the scenes. That also, though, we're gonna hopefully have this ready by this time. We'll be sending out stickers.
And you're more involved with the show. We'll get to talk. We get to play games together. We might have all these special things coming with that to make it more desirable to have.
People in the brain damage category will have a little bit more say in, you know, stuff that we put on our episodes. That doesn't mean that everything you say will be on the episode, but we'll talk to you directly and try to work something
out. Have more input with the show. And finally, guys, we have one very close and near and dear to our hearts.
This is probably the best tier.
It's the most expensive, worth it in our eyes. Drew?
And our toes. Uh-huh. This is our ultimate level tier. This comes with everything plus feet pics.
Feet pic tier. That's what it's called. It's $100 a month.
$100 a month.
You will get unlimited photos of our feet.
Well, you'll get a photo every month you're on the tier.
I wasn't going to go unlimited, but we're working on it.
Well, it'll be unlimited as long as you pay.
Basically, it's a joke, but if anybody does decide to buy it, it will be there.
We put it on there as a joke, because as you listeners know, we've joked about feet pics before, but if you do join, you will get tasteful feet pics with
probably with socks on.
You know, we will get a professional photographer.
Soft core feet pics, you know.
You know, whatever you want.
I don't know about whatever you want, but soft core.
With feet pics.
Whatever I'm comfortable with.
Whatever Bradley's comfortable with.
I'm a very modest foot.
Oh, I have that clubbed foot. So.
I mean, everyone's beautiful in their own way.
But anyways, we hope you will check out our Patreon. Remember, it's as low as just $1 a month as the very starter tier.
Anything helps, and we appreciate you all.
And please, even if you don't have the money or time to spend on the Patreon, keep listening to our free episodes and share it. Please share if you like it.
And we like you.
And you know, as we say on Online and Amuse, we like to answer questions and...
solve nothing.
All right. Peace out. Show.
Second part.
Part two.
Part second.
This is where we do our own stuff.
Woo!
And
actually, the whole show is our own stuff.
Don't say that, Bradley.
Why?
The creators will be mad at us.
Oh, no.
We can't take...
we sound like a Meat Canyon. A Meat Canyon cartoon. Oh, yeah.
Anywho, we're back.
So we're just sniffing those ads.
We can't eat them. We have to save them for
you.
Yes,
we're legally not allowed to eat them, but you can.
Yeah.
But Bradley here has got a little, just a little taste of something for us.
A little diddly.
A little diddly-do. Let it go.
All right. Boom. So I've got some crazy stories from the internet, because this show is about internet things, and this is on the internet. Internet, yeah.
International net.
Yeah, online. On the line net. Anyway, this is a...
screwing it here, bud.
That's all right. This is a crazy story. Not really a crazy story. It's just one of these stories that's been posted on the internet, and it's very popular. It's just really cool. So, I'll say it's cool. It's kind of sneaky. It's about two guys. So, let's just get into it.
Okay.
So, here's how the story starts.
We're two guys.
Yeah. Living with roommates is stressful, even under the best circumstances. Mm-hmm. The first roommate suspected his lactose intolerant roommate was stealing his groceries, including the almond milk he bought weekly. So on a weekly basis, he would restock on almond milk. He confronted him a few times, and the roommate always reacted with fury and being accused, as guilty people are wont to do. In a perfect vengeance scheme, the first roommate replaced the remaining almond milk with dairy milk.
Ooh.
Fast forward. Oops. Kind of scrolled up a little bit. Whoop, scrolling up a little bit on me on purpose. Ha ha ha. Okay, fast forward to his roommate being furious because he was stuck in the bathroom all day, admitting he was stealing the milk while food allergies aren't something to mess with. The lactose intolerance isn't life-threatening, just very inconvenient. So, Drew, how would you have handled... Would you, the exact same way?
I think what I would have done, though, is... Because he said he just replaced the milk with real milk, right?
Yeah, he replaced the almond milk to his lactose intolerant friend. Which I don't understand if your roommate's just like, hey, man, can I have some milk?
Yeah.
We're splitting rent. Like, can I ask?
Well, it depends on the situation. It depends on the kind of relationship you've built with
it. Okay, yeah.
I've had different roommates with different kind of situations. There's some roommates, what you buy is yours.
So this segment is called What Would You Do? So.
Yeah. And I've had roommates where, like, whatever you put in the fridge, that is yours, and the other stuff is not yours. You do not touch anything you didn't buy.
Right.
And then I've had roommates where basically anything in the fridge...
Free game.
It's communal.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want. And if you put something in there, you expect the same.
Yeah.
Unless you otherwise say, like, hey, this is, you know, don't dig into this.
But, yeah.
That one's way cooler. I like that one.
Yeah.
It's chill.
Yeah.
But
this guy's stealing almond milk.
The guy's stealing, and that's what I'm saying. That's the problem. He's not asking.
Well, you know, it's funny. The guy who's not lactose intolerant is buying almond milk.
Huh?
He's like the guy.
Well, maybe he likes it better.
I mean, I like almond milk too, but like.
I don't know. Maybe he gets it for his coffee.
It is good with coffee, yeah.
But, you know, what I would do is probably in the similar vein, I would just maybe put a little bit of... I'd probably go half and half, though. I don't know if...
I would just fill it with hot sauce.
I feel like you would notice it.
Not right away.
Maybe when you open it and there's blood coming out of the
can. I mean...
You're like, what's the red?
It's beet milk.
That's it. You carry them and you put pig's blood in it.
And then he'll never know.
And then he'll kill his mom.
Nobody's pig blood intolerant.
Well, not that we know of. This is a quick way to find out.
Yeah.
It's for science.
So, you want to do one more question? Or one more little story?
Let's look at another one.
Okay. So are you familiar with the... Great. No, are you familiar with the car, an Impala?
Yes,
like an old 1970s, 1960s Impala? Beautiful car, beautiful
yes.
car.
Yes.
So... What would you, Drew, if this happened to you?
What would I, Drew?
What would you, Drew? Hey, that's another one. So, people act foolishly in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But this girlfriend sounds like an exceptional person. The boyfriend had a 2.5-acre car garage.
Dang.
Yeah, huge garage. Big car guy. In which he was restoring a 1974 Impala. His girlfriend moved in during a crisis, quotation mark. Don't know what the crisis was. Something could have been happening. And her family, it doesn't really say what the crisis was. There was a crisis. And wanted to park her car in the 2.5-acre garage. The boyfriend leaves for a few days.
Turns out that Impala is the only car in there. And she just wanted that spot.
And the girlfriend hires a junk company to clear out the garage, scrapping the entire project for the car. So I don't know if you know how long it takes to... I mean, you know, you could have a good idea on how long it takes to restore a car, especially if you're on a budget.
Yeah, especially if you're going part by part.
Yeah, weekend warrior. Like, expensive, lots of time, lots of love went into it. So, fast forward a little bit. The boyfriend breaks up with this girl, files a police report on her, and downloads security footage from his garage. The detectives find the junkyard and the car... So, a true love story, man and Impala are reunited. No word on what ended up happening to the girlfriend. He dumped her.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, you got to do that.
I mean, depends on how long they were together, but like...
No, even that is like blatantly...
Inconsiderate?
It's because it sounded like, and this is why it is a crime, is because it doesn't sound like she talked to him.
Also, he was helping her out because there was a crisis of some sort.
But like, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is, it became a crime when she did something to his property that she did not ask for or had any reason. Like, there was no reason for her to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Not like a good one.
Yeah.
So, in a way, she kind of stole it.
Well, she...
Because it was...
It could be vandalism because she took it away.
My guess is people who are coming to scrap this car out are not going to scrap this car out.
No.
They're going to know what they have.
Oh, a 74 Impala? Thank you.
Yeah, they're going to be like, yeah, we'll totally scrap it.
Yeah, we'll give you a top dollar.
We'll give you $50. But
I think the guy handled it great, honestly.
I think that's the best way to do
it. I mean, it's not like he was married to this woman, and she clearly didn't, I mean, not really too considerate. The guy was out of town, and she did that with him not there. Why would she do that?
That's the entire part. If he had, maybe she could have played like the dumb blonde if she had been like, hey, you got this huge garage, but there's not a lot of room for my car. Is it cool if I clear one of the cars out so I can park? He's like, yeah, sure, babe. And so she's like, dummy. She's like, well, there's this car. It's not even like done.
He was gone though.
I mean, yeah, but I'm saying like she could have like asked for, but in this case.
He couldn't have waited till he got back, you know?
Yeah, because I think she was hoping he wouldn't notice.
Probably.
It's a huge garage.
Yeah, I'm sure he's like, oh, he spends more time on that car than with me, which might have been true. I don't know. But
more money, anyway.
Yeah, more money, that's for sure. We'll do one more? Yeah. You got time for one more? Okay. So this one's called Jai.
I love it.
Guy jumps out of a window to avoid his ex-girlfriend. I'm sorry, ex-fiance.
Oh.
So we'll call this guy, he's the groom.
Okay.
The groom found out a month before his wedding to his girlfriend of 4 years that she'd been cheating on him. So he calls off the wedding, breaks off the relationship, and tries to move on with his life. But he doesn't tell anyone why the relationship ended because he feels so embarrassed.
Yeah, that is embarrassing.
The groom's friends and family are working hard to get him back together with his ex. Their efforts culminate with his mom secretly inviting her to a family Christmas Eve dinner. Rather than talk to his ex, the groom breaks out of the bathroom window and leaves. His family cuts off all ties with him, but the internet agrees from this story that he's not the a-hole in this situation.
Yeah. I mean, he's not.
Not at all.
But
he's a butt.
But
he's a butt in this.
The issue is he should have communicated.
To his family. Yeah. And his friends. Like, I don't... If something like that happened to me...
I would understand at first being embarrassed by it, but
I would tell my friends right away.
Yeah. I mean, like, I would tell you... I would tell, like... I mean, my family, I would eventually get into it.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be... I mean, I understand a little bit of the embarrassment, but, like, I'm probably going to tell you, like, man, it was crazy. This sucked.
Yeah. I mean, I would tell you, like, right away.
Yeah. And I don't understand why he would even let them excommunicate him like that. Like, I would be like, she slept with someone else.
Unless the girl could have, like, is really good with his family, because in 4 years they've had, you know, families have had loved each other, blah, blah, blah. So what would really...
But that's betrayal.
I know. What I would really hate for this guy is for my family
to agree
with that person who did that to me and not believe, if I did tell them, not believe me?
Yeah. Then I'm staying out completely, because it's like, well, whatever.
It's like, okay. You are not
see what team you're on.
You're not going to believe your son,
yeah,
or your nephew, or your whatever. You're not going to believe me. That's fine. The woman over here that you've known for 4 years. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. The woman who's not your kid. Awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fine. Yeah. Kudos on that guy. Well, I think that's about all that segment. And all right, you little corn dogs. We're gonna.
Bradley.
What?
I gotta go stuff my turkey.
What?
I gotta stuff my turkey.
It's not even Thanksgiving.
It's my Uncle Earl. He'll take over for me.
Who?
Yeah.
Who are you?
You Bradley.
Who are you?
Bradley. No, you're Bradley.
Yeah, who are you?
I'm Uncle Earl. He said it on the way out.
What?
Stuff
who
turkey.
Are you? Yeah, well, how do you know? How does he know you?
He told me he's going to stuff the turkey.
How does he know? Who are you to him? I've never met you.
I'm Uncle Earl.
Are you Drew's uncle?
In some ways, yes.
Subways.
In some ways. Anytime he's in a subway, I'm his uncle.
How did you guys meet?
Wait, subway.
What? Okay, so
in the subway system of New York.
Let me get this straight. You are
Uncle Earl.
Uncle Earl, and you are filling in for Drew while he's stuffing a turkey.
Yeah.
2 weeks before Thanksgiving.
What? Yeah.
Are you a turkey?
What? No.
Okay. So what do you...
I'm just an old man.
Well, I just finished my segment, and usually in the show, Drew does a segment right about now.
Yeah, I'll take over. I got a segment.
What do you got?
Well...
I'll hear this out.
Okay, so you seem like an ugly little man.
You're shorter than me, old man.
Yeah, that's just the age. I guess. Anyways, you think you're above me.
Okay.
But I'm looking down on you.
All right.
But back in my day...
What's the segment?
Back in my day...
Okay.
We'll call it back in my day.
All right.
In Chicago, there was a beautiful summer, 1887.
What?
Beautiful summer. I said Chicago.
How old are you?
What kind of question is that to ask your elders?
I guess you're right. So go on with your thing. I'll let this happen. How long do you think Drew's going to be, by the way?
The youth these days.
Huh? How long is Drew going to be? How long is Drew going
to... Oh, yeah. Well, he's stuffing the turkey the old family way.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, don't worry about it. You're not a family member.
Okay.
You don't have the legs for it.
Yeah, you guys got those strong, big feet of yours.
Well, there's a story behind that.
Okay.
That's for another day.
All right.
Anyway, Chicago, summer, 1887.
Uh-huh.
Our mayor, beautiful man. Beautiful man. The most beautiful man that's ever existed. So beautiful, in fact, that he declared being ugly a crime.
Okay.
Yeah, so you would have been screwed, buddy.
You look...
Anybody... What are you talking about?
You look in a mirror, you old man.
I can't. I have no reflection.
Oh, God.
But, if you were deformed, you were too ugly. And you'd pay anywhere between $1 and $50, which back in my day...
That's a lot of money.
Was a lot of money.
Yeah.
For being ugly.
Wait a minute. If you were deformed, you were categorized as ugly?
Or burned horribly, or in some accident, you were ugly.
And you had to pay a fine for being ugly?
If you were in the public. So you just stay home all the time, you're fine.
Well, I stay home all the time, and I'm
not ugly. Okay, you're fine then.
I'm not ugly.
Well, Okay.
I agree to disagree.
Standards have changed since then.
You don't age well, do you?
Oh, like a fine can of toilet wine.
Yeah, I can smell it from here, old man.
Ooh, sorry, forgot my clothes.
Well, you look...
I'm wearing clothes. I forgot to bring my spare.
Oh.
I'm staying the night.
You're going to sit in that all night?
Yeah, sleeping in the studio.
You're going to sit in what you just did?
Yeah.
You're not going to change?
Why would I change? Don't you like me for who I am?
Not really, no. I don't.
Well, anyways.
Okay.
Another fun thing back in my day, you'll never believe this, it was the miracle cure that saved everything, including asthma.
Oh.
Yeah, it was cigarettes.
Oh, you know, I don't think...
No, I don't want to hear your young whiplash about it.
I'm not whiplashing, I don't think cigarettes really...
Listen.
...cure anything.
Vape boy, I just don't think...
Neither do vapes. Vapes don't cure anything either.
Well, either way, we cured asthma.
No, you
didn't. The poster said it.
What poster?
The doctor ones.
From what doctor?
Camel Lights Incorporated.
I don't think that's right.
But back then, it was right.
Not now.
Who cares? You're old. You're young. You don't know.
You're old.
I am. I'm wise.
I'm the new generation, baby.
You're the ignorant generation.
You just act like you own everything.
Listen, I do.
You don't. Show me your receipt, old man.
Okay. Which one do you want?
This is a napkin with crayon written, I owe you.
Hey, well, you can't keep that one. That one's from the senator. You can have this one. That's squirrel skin.
Why is it not tanned? It's raw.
I just got it. Was it your pet?
No.
Did I kill your pet squirrel? I'm so sorry. This happens too much.
How many squirrels you killing?
I mean, enough.
Okay.
To pay the bills, obviously.
Okay. So... What are we doing right now, old man? I'm trying to find some light at the end of this tunnel.
What do you mean? I am the light, baby.
I don't think so.
Hop into my... This girl tried to get rid of my Impala 74, and it didn't work, so I got it back.
Uh-huh.
You want to hop in? Well, you can't. Your feet are dirty.
This is a wagon. This is a red wagon.
Yes, the original Impala.
Impala 74 wagon.
1874, yes. Drew!
What?
Come back!
I gotta finish the turkey!
Hurry!
How's Earl?
Awful!
Okay, have fun with him. I don't want him.
I don't either.
Yeah, that's my...
What is he?
Boy, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
He's a little chubby one, I think he'll do.
That's the one thing me and you can agree on.
He's chubby?
He's our little boy.
Is that... Oh, he's out? Nah, listen, just because the new age allows it don't mean I'm going to be getting into relations with you.
Adoption's a great thing right now.
But we got to be married. Are we married? Did I marry you?
No, old man. Are we doing a segment right now? Is this your idea of a segment?
What segment? What are we doing?
This is a podcast. We're on the radio, as you might know it. The phonograph.
Yes, I remember when the radio was invented. Me and radio. Jonathan T. Radio.
John T. Radio?
Jonathan T. Radio. T-E-A. Jonathan T. Radio.
Okay.
Invented the radio.
Okay.
And T.
That guy had a good year.
He was around a while.
He had a good year.
It all happened in 1 year.
Yeah. See, I knew that.
The radio came before T.
Really?
No. So I got you there.
Where's JFK Jr.?
Huh?
You think he's coming back?
No, he's in my hideout.
Oh, he's in your house?
A hideout.
That's just your
house.
I don't
have a house.
Where do you live?
In a bus.
Where?
Why would I tell you my address? You want to know where I live? You want to know where JFK Jr. is at?
Yeah, I do.
Well, he's not in the bus.
There's a whole lot of people listening right now who want to know where JFK Jr. is.
Why is your fan base QAnon followers?
Hey, I mean, we got to take what we can get, man. Pander to what we can pander to.
Well, anyways, let me go back. Take you back to a time. You may not know this.
Uh-huh.
But...
Pull your pants up really quickly, please.
Oh, these are not pants. These are loose shoes.
Pull them up, please.
Those are shoelaces, Bradley.
Good Lord, your toenails are growing in swirls.
Squirrels?
Swirls!
Oh, thought you had more money for me.
No. What?
Squirrel currency!
Get to the point!
Anyways, so... Oh, God, it was a beautiful day. 1893.
How old are you?
No, that's not the... It's... Back in my day is the name of the segment, not how old are you. Anyways, so, fun fact, before you heathen youths decided to stop this, it was illegal for women to wear pants.
In some places, I'll give you this, in some places it still is. Doesn't mean it's right.
I think we should go back.
I don't think that's why. Why?
Make pants great again.
No. Pants are great, and everybody can wear pants.
Why should everybody get to wear pants?
Why shouldn't everybody wear pants?
Women should be forced to wear Uggs and bikinis.
Not even a dress. You couldn't even say dress.
Why would I say a dress?
A dress would have been much better than Ugg and a bikini.
Ugg. You want a what a bikini?
Ugg a bikini.
You're saying Ugg like you're disappointed in the bikini.
Ugg a bikini.
I'm joking. Bikini is way too new age. I see too much skin on you kids.
Yeah.
Someone needs to flay you guys down a bit.
Why are you watching kids' skin?
Huh?
Why are you watching kids' skin?
Kids' skin? The PBS show?
Yeah. That's a great show.
I love kids' skin.
Okay. At least we agree on that.
We both like kids' skin and we both adopted Drew.
Yeah. I guess we did now. I don't know.
It's legally officiated.
Are you on any kind of medication or...
They say I should be.
You know, your eye patch looks a little...
Which one?
Well, you're wearing two on both eyes. So you have a total of four eye patches? Maybe just... Do you need those eye patches?
What? Where are you?
Right here.
Oh.
Voice is right here.
Okay, I'm following along.
You have a horn sticking out of your ear like an old Civil War vet.
It's actually where a bull hit me in the head.
Oh, so that's
dislodged his head from his body.
It's not a horn from a musical instrument. It's a literal bullhorn with the rotting head of a bull.
No, the bull, I mean, there's a little chunk left on it, sure.
There's flesh falling off from the skull.
That's dinner, baby.
Okay.
That's dinner, baby.
Maybe you take off two of the eye patches. That's all I ask.
Okay, I'll take off the first layer of both eyes.
All right. We're getting warmer. Now pick one eye so I can get a good look at your peepers.
Nope, you can't see my eyes. Oh. For that will be the end.
Okay, we'll just... Okay, put the other two back on then. I don't know what's going on right now. Drew's got some weird family.
What do you mean? Who's Drew?
Your nephew?
I'm not related to anybody named Drew.
Mitchell?
Mitchell? The mountain? Well, he does spring forth from my thighs from when I was a baby.
Who?
Mount Mitchell.
Springs forth from your thighs?
He did at one point.
He?
It's a mountain. Mountain.
Is a mound Mitchell?
It's a mountain.
So, any more old man stories you got?
I have exactly zero more.
Ah, well, what?
For a total of three, that's all it'll be. All
right, so what is... Tell me something you use...
What do you want to know?
Tell me some good advice about life.
Oh, good advice.
You've been around a long time.
Invest in squirrels.
What are we talking, like, free market or... Is it more of like squirrel a capital gains kind of thing, or
it's like an HS?
I lost
the accent.
Get it back. Get it back. Come on.
It's like an HSA account. Health savings, baby. Squirrel food.
So is that the? I don't think that's right either, but is that the only advice you got?
Also, don't wear purple after sundown.
Why is that?
It makes me hungry.
Why is that a problem?
It'll be your problem if you wear purple.
What are you going to do? Just ask me for food?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Any good relationship advice for those young couples out there seeking to have a long-lasting relationship?
You want long-lasting?
That's usually the goal, yeah.
Okay, so we're taking out happiness and love. Well, okay, well, I've already got your answer here. I find that a nice chain...
Chain?
Chain.
Like a metal chain?
Like chain that you is in your dungeon.
Uh-huh.
It helps keep them around.
Uh-huh.
And vampirism.
What?
If I turn them into a vampire...
Are you a vampire?
I'm not a vampire.
How can you turn them into a vampire?
I have vampire teeth.
Where?
I got them from Halloween.
Then that's not...
I bite them on the neck.
Are they plastic?
I'm not a plastic doctor. I don't know.
Okay, so don't follow that advice.
I didn't know all vampires had plastic teeth.
They don't. Vampires aren't real.
Well, then what's the plastic teeth coming from? What creature are those from?
Trees.
What?
Plastic trees.
What kind of trees are in your world, man?
Rubber trees. Who's the crazy one here?
I think we're both losing.
You're rubbing it off on me. Wait.
Well, anyways, I hate this show.
Screw you, old man. Drew's a much better host than you anyway.
Well, he wishes.
He doesn't. It's
you know,
true.
I once hosted the first golf tournament.
Uh-huh. Where was that at?
Oh, that was not Scotland, like a lot of people think. It was in Japan.
Uh-huh.
We had Pokemon.
What year was this?
Don't ask me questions like that.
Tell me what year
it was.
I'm
old.
So, you know it all, Mr. Know-It-All.
Listen, just because you can Google whatever you want on your little pocket TV.
Okay. Boomer.
Boomer.
Yeah.
I predate the boomers.
So you are older than a boomer.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
Who's to say?
You are the one to say. I'm asking you.
I don't even know what I'm doing here anymore. I think I'm gonna get out of here. This is a strange young man yelling at me.
Can you send Drew in?
Listen, can I speak to your manager?
I am the manager. All
right, I'm leaving. I'm gonna get out of here. Drew, get back in here.
Drew!
All right, turkey stuff.
Who the... What?
Turkey stuff.
Turkey stuff?
Yeah, I did. I got turkey stuff.
You got the turkey stuffed?
No, I got turkey stuff.
Who's turkey, man? Dude, who is that old man?
That old man.
Uncle, what was his name? Alex? Roger? What was his name?
Oh, Uncle Earl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is he here? Is he staying? He said he's staying with you.
That's not true. And legally, he shouldn't be here.
Why is that? Why legally?
I don't know. Family law.
You really give me some weird vibes right now.
Weird vibes?
You're acting just like him.
Oh, is it because I have this turkey on my hand?
And with that, guys, we're going to say...
back to normal.
Yeah, we're going to say that was a fun little segment. Anyway, guys, as we'd like to say... As we like to say... What do we like to say, Drew?
What do we like to say?
We like to... we like to answer questions and solve nothing. Oh.